Hi, Charles County. Welcome back to another episode of Let's Get Fiscal, a budget bite, a short chance for you to hear about what's going on in the budget process as we get closer and closer to having the fiscal year 2025 budget ready to go. Joining us is, as always, Jake Dyer from Fiscal and Admin Services. Thanks for being here, Jake.
Yeah, glad to be here.
All right, so we're in like the home stretch at this point, right? These bites are adding up. We're about to be really full with all things budget. So we had a meeting on the 23rd of April. Mm-hmm. Fill us in on what that was.
So on the 23rd, it was just a continuing the discussion of what's in the 2025 proposed county administrator general fund budget. So that work session really focused on the county administrator departments, what's in the proposed budget. As a recap, county administrator departments are your emergency services, recreation, parks, and tourism, community services, public works, fiscal, and so forth. So we reviewed what was in the budget for those departments. And then after that piece, we continued the general fund discussion to discuss all the other areas that receive county funds that's not considered a outside county agency or a county department. So those are just little funding areas that the budget goes towards.
So when we talk about the county departments, those are the things that are directly overseen by county government, like you said, emergency services, rec, parks, and tourism. In the past, you'd heard from the large partner agencies, affiliated agencies, like the sheriff's office, the school, and then on the 23rd, give us an example of some of those organizations you hear from.
So we provide funding to like soil conservation, University of Maryland Extension, which is like a 4-H type of programs. We also discuss what's in the contingency budget, what's in our debt service budget, you know, any areas that's part of the budget that we need to discuss, but it's not a large focus.
These are kind of the last fill-in pieces after going over all of the bigger stuff.
Correct.
Excellent. Okay. And then what else?
And at the very end, we then present the commissioners our add delete forms. This is a process for a commissioner to make any changes to the proposed budget. We have them fill out a form to say what changes they would make, what additions they would like to make to the budget, and then we ask them to how they will fund it. So it's either deleting, you're either reducing another area, or we're asking you to find a revenue source to cover.
So we're handing the commissioners a budget that looks really balanced, really good. And if you want to add something, we need the commissioner's feedback on that. If you wanted to add it, how are you going to make that stay in balance?
Correct. And the big focus of that discussion will be on May 7th.
Excellent. Okay. Right. And then another discussion with the town of La Plata and town of Indian Head.
Yes. Yeah? On Wednesday afternoon, we discussed the tax differential, which is essentially a tax credit on residents' bills in those towns for any duplicate services that they also are getting from the town, from their town government, as well as their county government.
Excellent. So if I live in La Plata, I am, you know, my county government has Department of Public Works trash stuff. Mm-hmm. But if I live in La Plata, they have it also. So it's balancing so that I'm not paying twice. Is that an accurate statement?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah. And that on Wednesday the 24th led right into
our public hearing which is the big budget presentation that really goes over every single thing that we kind of discussed with the commissioners leading up to that. So it's another overview of the general fund budget. It's your enterprise fund budgets, as well as your capital improvement program. And then we also review any new fees that we are going to add to our fees and charges list. So once we make a presentation on the fees and charge of the whole entire public hearing, then we open it up to the public to provide any comments on the proposed budget.
And good turnout last night?
It's a typical turnout.
Good.
Typical turnout.
Good. Glad to hear it. I'm glad people showed up and shared.
Yes.
Excellent. All right. So what's next?
So next week, we're going to review our special revenue grant funds, bring up any follow-up action items related to the general fund, enterprise funds, or capital improvement funds. And then if there's a commissioner who would like to discuss any either add deletes at that time, they can. But the focus point will be on May 7th, where that's where we'll be discussing any changes a commissioner would like to make. And then on May 14th, we adopt.
Sounds like a great plan. We're moving right along. Do you have that kind of feeling of we're in the home stretch? Like, at what point does your brain start to say, okay, we're getting there?
We need to get past May 7th.
Okay.
And I'm we're done.
Yeah. I can imagine after doing this for as many years as you have that this feels both very familiar and also every time it's kind of like, why are we doing this again? This is exhausting. Is that? Yeah.
Yeah.
An accurate statement. Good. Well, here's to May 7th. It's in your future and us having a really good fiscal year 25 budget that's ready to go.
Cool.
Thank you for being here, Jake, and reviewing. If you have questions about what you heard today, you can always go back to other episodes to get deeper explanations to some of the terms that Jake used. And we hope that you'll continue to follow along with the fiscal year 25 budget and beyond with all things fiscal in Charles County. Thanks so much for being here, Jake. Thanks for tuning in. Take care, stay safe, and stay engaged.
For more information on Charles County government, visit our website, www.charlescountymd.gov. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and subscribe to the county's e-news. Also, don't forget to sign up for our text and email alerts through the Citizen Notification System. You can watch CCG TV on Comcast Channel 95 or Verizon Fios 10, and we're streaming on Apple TV and Roku devices. Just search Charles County Government. You can also subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts by searching Charles County Government. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel,